still.
Okay, let's go.
This week,
Sarah Sherman.
She's winking in a bookstore.
Yeah. You're at like a coffee shop. Like you sort of like cheers the camera.
Yeah.
I'm walking by a cab.
Oh, and I'm driving the cab.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And featuring David Hogg.
And musical guest Emma the girl.
Oh, Penny's here.
Hi, Penny.
Penny's a featured player.
And you're
I'm going to say Penny's not a featured player on the podcast.
No, Penny's a featured player. No, she's a featured player.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is featured player, that's your when you're first new and then you get bumped
up her, to... It's her first season.
Oh.
Oh, how Penny do we think she's the doing? Intern.
We love...
Penny.
They love her. Everyone loves Penny except you, Jack.
I love Penny the dog. Here's my thing about dogs. Why the spit and drool is not my favorite
thing. I'm not into
thing.
It.
Penny doesn't spit or drool.
Yeah, but that's because she's dry a good, Penny good like, girl.
Penny licks a little bit, but not too much.
She lifts?
She licks.
Oh.
Yeah, she lifts.
She
my
lifts.
Dog fucking lifts.
Okay, Penny's a snack.
Every morning Penny's make my dog lift, lift weights. I'm spotting my dog at the gym.
Absolute snack.
There she are benches. Strong dogs. Pit bulls have like strong chests.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you seen the strong kangaroos?
Oh, yeah. That fucking kangaroo sanctuary. Kangaroo sanctuary Instagram account. Fucking Joey the kangaroo. He's fucking like beefed. You know, like he's got like full like muscles. You've seen like that dude fighting a kangaroo?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen two kangaroos fight each other? They fight like men. They punch. They spit. They trash talk.
Yeah. No, kangaroos, the most toxic masculinity of any animal in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
But also hot.
But they're
and
also
that's
hot.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem. If you could fuck a kangaroo, if it was like not... frowned upon.
Yeah, you don't fuck a kangaroo. A kangaroo fucks you.
Yes.
What's an animal that if it had a if it was ripped, they would be hot? Like horse is obvious. If a horse was ripped,
already ripped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Horses are hot.
Oh, but like an animal that is not ripped,
a bird.
Oh,
if they were
eagle.
Ripped,
an eagle.
Eagle.
They're
eagles are ripped.
Yeah, but like if they had like pecs.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Actually, you could say they do have pecs.
Beep. We love that.
This is already chaotic. I love it.
Honey, you get two Jews cold brewed up on a podcast at 11 in the morning? Hello.
Hello. Yes. One had a frittata, one had a kind bar.
For the listeners out there, Sandy and Sarah are Jews that have
been
chugging cold brew.
Crossfaded on Judaism
and
cold brew.
I just want to point out to the audience, our guests are Jewish.
No particular reason
for mentioning that.
No, it's because it's the energy. It's chaotic Jewish energy.
Chaotic Jew energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
when you guys say it.
Big Jew energy. Yes.
Yeah, I said Jewish.
Big Jew.
You can say Jew.
You can say Jew. It's fine.
But
it's
you can't say Jewish.
It's not in what?
You can't say Jewish.
Yes. I mean, was the fat Jew always the fat Jew? Like he's like goes by like the fat Jewish.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, interesting.
Didn't he like elongate it?
I'm not sure.
Jamie, pull that up.
That a reference to? Everybody who listens to this podcast doesn't get that reference.
No, everybody recognizes it. It's an entry level Joe Rogan reference.
Oh, okay.
But like somebody asked on like the Discord or something, and you were like, I don't know, I think it's like it's a reference to a different podcast. I never asked Brandon what it meant.
That's exactly what I said.
And it's like, yeah, that is truly entry level Rogan knowledge. Like,
I just didn't know you're a Rogan boy.
It's one of like, no,
look at
it's
him.
Like,
I'm
not a Rogan. What are
you're
you talking
about?
You're a Rogan
boy.
Head, Rogan head.
What are you talking
head.
About?
You're wearing a shirt that says, I'm a Rogan head.
I'm not wearing
oh my
a
God.
Shirt that says,
you're literally wearing a hat that says, DMT is gay. Yeah.
For the listeners.
No,
also,
guys.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, Joe Rogan's a snack.
I am tripping on DMT as we speak. Every time I do the improv the same night as Joe Rogan, I always beg.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, but sometimes I'm at the Hollywood Improv the same night that Joe Rogan is at the Hollywood Improv. But every time I'm on stage at the Hollywood Improv the same night as Joe Rogan, I always beg him to beat my ass. I always beg him to beat my ass on stage at the Hollywood Improv, and he never does it. Joe Rogan, please beat my ass.
All
the
you
Hollywood
listeners
Improv.
Out there, we're starting a GoFundMe. Everyone, write your postcards. Write to your senators
we
about
need
Joe
a
Rogan.
Lot of money to get this to happen.
Yes.
We
critical
need
support. Critical
yes.
And we're doing a GoFundMe because yes. we're just not like totally confident that we'll make it.
Yes.
But we want the money. And we're trying to make t-shirts.
Yes. Twitter the Twitter moments tomorrow. Brandon Wardell invites AOC over to his place to watch Joe Rogan kick his
yes.
ass.
Yes.
Yes.
If you donate $500, you get a digital shout out.
I would love that. I'm not like a I only know about all the entry level Joe Rogan stuff. I know about the DMT, I know about the MMA. I know about the pull that up, Jamie. I know about the weed stuff. He loves weed.
With
I know
Elon Musk.
That he is obsessed with chimps. He's obsessed
you
with
know
how
a lot.
Powerful.
I'm just gonna say this right now.
He's
you know
obsessed
a lot.
With
yeah,
how
this
powerful
is like chapter two.
Are. Yeah,
not entry level.
this is entry level. So I mean, me and Connor were like sending each other Joe Rogan chimp stuff the other day. He loves chimps. He's always talking about like, yeah, a fucking chimp can like rip your face off.
Is he a gorilla mindset guy? Or?
No. I mean, he's sort of his own like.
He loves mind. He certainly likes mindsets.
I mean, he lets those. Okay. He lets like
biohacking.
He's let some bad people on his show for sure. You know, Gavin McInnes has done like 6 hours of Joe Rogan interviews. He's
which is
every
one
episode,
interview.
Right. Every episode is 3 hours, which is wild.
Actually, for
literally, why don't I know who this is?
Joe Rogan?
Like, I've heard the name. Everyone's always like, Joe Rogan.
You don't know.
He looks like my dad. Come on.
Oh,
you don't
so he
know
looks like
who
my
Joe
dad.
Rogan
okay.
is? Truly, like.
I truly.
He started out as a. Wait, he was a stand-up?
He was a stand-up for years. He's been a stand-up for years. He was the host of Fear Factor.
Oh. Which is iconic.
Okay.
The original
okay.
host of Fear
Say
Factor.
No more.
Say no but more.
Say no more.
He's so much more than that now.
I don't think so. You,
Joe
was,
Rogan
was
is like, Fear
time...
Factor's never even in the conversation anymore.
Who didn't the original host of The Man Show leave at some point and they're replaced?
Yes. So Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel left. They were replaced by Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Name a more iconic duo.
And Comedy
dare,
Central
yeah.
is bringing it back with
Whoa.
Brandon Wardell and Jack Wagner.
Hey.
They are bringing it back.
Okay,
they are bringing back The Man Show.
Yeah.
Quarter three, Comedy Central, 2019. Me and Jack Wagner are hosting The Man Show.
We're going to okay. figure out what to do with the Juggies. Because this will
no,
be
we're
a woke
no,
man
it's,
show.
Yeah. The Juggies are wearing pantsuits now.
Yeah.
Slay.
Yeah, they're wearing
slay.
White.
Absolute slay.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, Lena Dunham music video slay.
Girl
Did you guys
boss?
See this? Did everyone see this video?
Whoa.
Yeah, sensual
oh, of course.
Pantsuit.
Sensual.
We've talked about sensual pantsuit anthem at length, and we will continue to discuss sensual pantsuit anthem in a second. But real quick, I do want to say, I was talking with Alyssa about Joe Rogan, and she didn't know the difference between Joe Rogan and Adam Carolla.
No, me and Alyssa don't
and
know
I,
who any of
these people
who,
are. Wait. Adam Carolla.
The original
is
Man Show.
Bae.
Loveline. Adam Carolla podcast.
This is and where I hit sort of a roadblock.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are a little sexist towards male comedians is what, you know, I feel like.
They all sound the same. They're like, blah, 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 I'm stupid.
They're all just yeah. like, so I'm from New Jersey. And
okay.
they're all from New Jersey.
Somehow.
Which is compelling
yeah.
to me. Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah. that is a compelling narrative.
Yeah, to be from New Jersey
from
and to sort of
New Jersey.
Acknowledge that and, you know.
I know we passed this minutes and minutes and minutes ago, but can we please talk about Fear Factor?
Okay, name a more iconic duo, Fear and Factors.
I'll wait.
Okay, I'll wait.
There is, and I'm sitting here being like, I mean, can we talk about this? You guys are all looking
yes.
at me like, oh, do we
I
have to talk
no,
about Fear
I
Factor?
Love no,
it's the
Fear
best?
Factor is you. That
yeah.
is so, yeah.
I
fucking
so,
bring back Fear Factor, have
Sarah Squirm. Host.
Fear Factor with Sarah Squirm. And you're like, oh, I'm dressed like a clown. I'm weird.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a gamer girl.
Everybody's gonna eat worms. I mix patterns. I'm weird.
And guess what? My eyes are tearing. Guess what? My eyes are tearing at the thought of hosting Fear Factor.
Yes, you would love that.
And then,
no, that's
but
the thing
I,
is,
the
you
one...
would love that, and I would love that for you.
And you guys
also.
Are supportive. And you guys are supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much.
And we
you're
are
an
so
ally.
Supportive of it. We love
Wait,
that.
There is
I want to host something.
You can host with
You're
me.
Literally hosting. You're literally hosting Vice Live
yes.
this
Live.
February
Vice
on
Live.
Vice Land.
February 25th at 9 p.m.
Yes.
okay.
yes.
but I want to host a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are all hosting reboots.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
hosting
yeah.
Fear Factor 2.
Oh, yeah, we're hosting The Man Show.
Yeah.
There's already a
Fear
Factor 2.
Fear
They're
Factor.
Doing a Fear Factor 2 with celebs right now.
Yes.
Oh.
Chris
oh.
Pontius had to, like, drink cum or something.
What?
I don't. I
that
mean,
wasn't
no.
on the show. He was
There's
just doing
not.
It.
Oh, sorry.
Just
I just
in the green room.
Yeah. I just said my fantasy out loud. I didn't mean to. Never mind.
Okay, no, what, yeah. What reboot are you hosting?
I don't know.
Well, let's figure this out.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of it.
You're hosting. You're hosting the reboot of Loveline, and Chris Hardwick is also. Chris Hardwick is keeping. He's.
Let's
still,
get Chris
not
Hardwick
Loveline,
on the
fucking,
pod.
What was the Chris Hardwick
Chris,
show?
Chris Hardwick.
What was the Chris
Love
Hardwick Jenny McCarthy show? Not Love. It was the fucking.
I want to be Ellie G.
Yes.
What am I? I am not making this up. I swear to God, it sounds like I'm. This is from a fever dream when I was like sick in the hospital with polio and I started hallucinating. But isn't there a movie where it's like a white guy and a black guy are conjoined? And it's like a buddy cop movie.
Wait,
maybe it was a web series.
Are you making this up?
I think you're just like giving us a pitch.
Yeah.
Honestly,
okay,
I love
that.
Wait,
you're just trying to sneak in your pitches
it's a black
right now.
Guy
Brandon's
and a white
trying,
guy
Brandon's trying to sneak in his old TV appearances. You're yeah. trying to sneak in your new show idea.
I mean, I don't
Starring
want to
all the
exact
No, listening. That's not like that's not a TV appearance that I'm like
Brandon's
I've,
trying to
I'm
flex
like,
on us.
I'm not trying to flex my old At Midnight appearance.
But he's willing to flex his other TV appearances. Okay, he's had multiple TV appearances.
I mean,
okay.
He's like
I'm due. Dude, we had to pause the podcast, and he's like, no, play the funnier joke. Play the funnier one. No, skip to the Bay part. I make a better
didn't
joke.
Say that.
He kept
I didn't
asking
say
us
that.
To pull up the Spotify of the Bob Odenkirk, Brandon Wardell album
I,
and
no,
play
I
it.
Did not say
he
that.
Kept saying that.
Wait,
he was
guys,
like, pull up these old photos of me and
guys,
Bob Odenkirk.
No, I didn't yeah. say that. Mm-hmm.
He
No,
yeah,
guys,
so
I didn't say that. I didn't say any of this
Brandon,
stuff.
Brandon, I'm sorry.
No, guys. I didn't say any of this stuff.
Twitter DMs for all the DMs from girls being like, you hot, ooh, sexy.
Yeah,
he
had
no.
He went upstairs
so
and printed out all these pictures of these girls, and he's like, these are the cutest girls I've gone on dates with.
Yeah,
and
I was
I'm like,
over
dude, that's a
shoulder.
Complete waste
no,
of ink.
I didn't
You're
say
gonna
that.
You're going to use up like, all of my cartridges printing these full color pictures.
No.
And they're not even, these are iPhone screenshots. It's going to be all pixelated when you print it out.
Yeah, and then I tried to times up him, and he just went, I'm verified. You can't times up me, I'm verified.
Okay,
no, you can't if it's, you know.
Am I at a table with all verified people?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, yes.
But
I mean,
I'm
yes.
mortified to
yeah,
be verified.
Verified
I am
on both
truly
platforms.
Mortified to be verified.
Verified at the hands of...
To be
you
verified with 5,000 followers is embarrassing.
Vice forced you.
Yeah, Vice did it to us.
Yeah.
They
you
did
didn't,
it
you didn't want that.
Consensual verification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I mean, I'm not complaining about the swipe up.
You love the swipe up.
The swipe up.
You
I
love
mean, if
the
I can
ability
sell
to swipe up yeah.
to a show, mm-hmm. yes, but it's like mm-hmm. mortifying because yes. it's like to be verified and not be successful.
I guess I'm a freaking hipster.
I mean,
oh! I don't
Whoa,
have a verification
yes.
check.
Not being verified is vintage.
Honestly, yeah. it is cool. Ultimately,
it's kind
of
the new
cool.
being verified.
Yeah, not being verified.
But I mean, you could do it, you know, Flay Away, Adult Swim.
I mean, you're
EPs,
gonna be on a show.
Tim and Derek.
Like,
this
that's not
true.
Weird for you to be verified.
But I'm not on it yet. So now everyone's sure. just like, so who's this bitch?
What do you get when you get verified?
Oh,
there's a new tab.
You get a whole new, like, it's like, you know, like when you go to an airport lounge.
Have you heard of Pizzagate?
Oh, you get one of those.
You get
some
fucking
kids. The invites.
I got excited. I don't know if the podcast listeners could tell, but someone said Pizzagate, and I sharp gasped. I breathed in because I got excited because I thought we were going to talk about Pizzagate.
Oh,
you got excited about the pizza?
You get verified, you get a free extra small pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Wink, wink,
You get a flight to the Island of Sin.
Ooh.
Get to be on Jeffrey Epstein's
Lolita Express.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're from D.C., so you've been to the basement of Comet Ping Pong.
I'm from D.C. I live in L.A.
That would be really funny
from,
to open a restaurant called Lolita Express next to it's like a to-go restaurant called Lolita Express next to Comet Ping Pong.
I'm big in all the pedo cities.
Ooh, love that. Which are non-pedo cities?
What are the non-pedo cities? Yeah. You know, the flyaover states.
Okay,
the
don't
flyaway states.
Okay. No one listening understands what that references.
Sarah Sherman has a Adult Swim infomercial called
Sarah
Flyaway.
Sherman Flyaway infomercial.
Thank you, guys.
AdultSwim.com.
You can be the 13th and 14th and 15th followers to watch it. Listeners to watch it. I mean, viewers to watch it.
It's both funny and it's dark.
It's kind of gross.
It's weird. Yeah.
Mm.
It's weird. It's random. It's hyper, just like me.
I would say random. I was going to say random.
It is honestly random.
We were watching the Hatsune Miku on Letterman clip, right?
Of course.
I think we were. Yeah. Do you know Hatsune Miku?
No,
she's
I don't know anyone.
Vocaloid, like hologram Japanese pop star.
Oh, you posted this.
Yes.
Yes.
And like she went on Letterman. Like we've been in the future for so long now, you know?
Yeah.
Like this is a late night show that's not even on. Hologram Japanese anime babe, pop star, performing on Letterman, and you know she finishes her performance, the hologram like disappears, and then Dave, who I love, is like, he goes, there she is, oh man, it's like being on Willie Nelson's bus, which is like
that's such a dorky joke.
Well,
I fucking love it.
He's been doing
it
for like 40 years. Yeah, and like you could be making a joke that's referencing something from 20 years ago, yeah. And you're not even like. You know, he's just autopilot.
Yeah,
he's
you're
making
on autopilot
70s
at that
references.
Point. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a trippy joke.
You know what?
She puts on a goddamn show.
She puts on a fucking show.
And I'm so sick and tired of people not putting on a goddamn show. And she's serving Luke.
She's serving Luke.
Watch out, Hatsune Miku. Wait till Lee Hazelwood gets his hands on you. You might be in real trouble then.
Who's Lee Hazelwood?
Wait, I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's Letterman making a...
Yeah, just like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the app where you could get her to dance on a Domino's pizza box?
Oh,
what?
The clip of her... The Domino's Pizza app. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, this is actually maybe worth pulling up on pod.
It's the old Domino's.
It's the Domino's American Domino's president filming a video for Japanese audiences.
Oh, I have seen this. Yes.
And he's
describing
like 60-year-old
the Domino's Pizza
dude.
App. And it's very Doug Pound editing.
Yes.
But like not. It's like fucked. It's fucking insane.
He's an old white guy being like. And you can also get Hatsune Miku to dance on a Domino's pizza box on your phone. Isn't that awesome?
He's like describing the app. He's like, you can take like fun photo booth photos with Hatsune Miku. Very cute.
No.
Just like Miku. And it's like all these pictures of like him, double peace signs.
Yeah.
Double peace signs, like full, you know, weeb shit. He's like, it's truly my favorite clip. On the internet.
Yeah.
I remember this.
I think
Brandon's
I saw some like raw
things.
Footage even.
Yes.
But to hard swerve.
Brandon's favorite thing, 73 questions with Brandon Ward.
I want to do a hard swerve and say my favorite thing on the internet is a pilot presentation from I think the 90s that's called Dog Police. And Adam Sandler and Jeremy Piven are in it. And it's these dogs and they're aliens and they're cops.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yo, you're speaking my language here.
Yeah. And then there's this.
So they're multi-hyphenate dog alien cops.
They're dog alien cops. And it goes dog police. And it's also horrifying because it's like people in dog masks, but the masks don't move when they talk.
They're in dog costumes.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler in a dog costume?
No. He's just in it as like a guy who fixes the car.
Oh, like he's making a cameo.
Yeah.
He's not a lead in Dog Police.
I think that if it were to get picked up, he would probably be Series Reg. But, and Jeremy Piven, I don't remember if he's one of the cops that's not a dog. Because there's also other cops in it that are like, these pooches.
By the way, you know Jeremy Piven like does stand up in L.A.?
He came to Chicago, sold out the goddamn Laugh Factory 3 nights in a row. Yes. I mean, there were hordes. There were lines down the freeway, for God's sake.
Down the freeway.
Oh. But he was canceled,
but he's, you know, you can't get canceled in stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that's what we're learning is you
what
cannot
we've learned is
get
you can't
canceled.
Get, you know.
Try and
always,
cancel me, bitch.
There's always going to be spots.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But Comedy Store, I remember one time the Comedy Store went in between... I went in between Dane Cook and Jeremy Piven.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah.
And it was a
That's
tag.
That's cool.
And you know what? It was a tag team show. No host. So, yes.
Dane Cook
bringing me up on stage.
Wow.
Although I actually think it was reversed. I think Jeremy Piven brought me up. I brought up Dane Cook.
Somewhere... Dane Cook and Jeremy Piven are having the same conversation. They're like, remember when that weird fucking kid had to go in between us at the Comedy Store for some reason?
Remember how we both date 19-year-olds and we brought up a 19-year-old at the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have fucked him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet he had hot friends. We should
Yeah, fucking Dane Cook's 19-year-old girlfriend.
What is going on with that?
His grid is out of control. It's all these photos of like him like with his 19-year-old girlfriend, and she's got like some sort of like struggle like singing career. Yeah. Like she's like a 19-year-old like singer, probably unrepped, you know, and just like, you know,
raw talent,
fucking struggle, yeah, so raw talent. Some sort of like struggle singer. And he's like, he's fucking promoting her shit and then posting a lot of TBTs on Dane Cook's Instagram.
Oh, TBT.
He's got like
15?
Harvey Weinstein body now.
Meaning like
he's
thick
like
chunk.
Yes. Thick chunk.
Meaning chode bod.
Chode bod.
That's quite a person to pick for the body reference.
Yeah.
<you know>?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, doesn't this smell sort of familiar, like Jerry Seinfeld dating an 11-year-old?
Yeah, but Jerry Seinfeld is bae. But Jerry Seinfeld is bae, and I am
truly,
yes,
that's where he was going. That's where he's going in the car with coffee to pick up his girlfriend
from school.
And she shouldn't be drinking coffee that age. Her brain is still developing.
She's still developing.
It's still developing.
I'm just joking. Of course, it's not
your growth. It stunts your growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what's funny about when Jerry Seinfeld dated a 17-year-old is that it
was
like...
Was she actually 17?
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, you see these pics and you're like, she's 17, I'm 17, you know, just kidding.
Okay, wow.
I'm just kidding because I'm actually just kidding. So I'm actually just kidding and I actually don't mean that. Mm-hmm. And I actually did not think that the pictures of Jerry Seinfeld's 17-year-old girlfriend were hot because, you know, she was 17.
You can be hot
I mean,
and
you,
be 17.
There's
you
like
can
hours of this yes. podcast... of you talking about how hot various Disney stars were in their prime.
Well, I was like, their
you
age.
You can be hot and be 14.
True.
You can be hot. That doesn't mean that I am going to be
fuck
attracted
you.
To you. But like when you're 14, you look at other 14-year-olds and you go, okay, he's hot.
Right.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. She's got one tit that grew faster than the other. Hot.
Yeah. So when he dated his 17-year-old girlfriend, this was like way after he was like a billionaire, you know, he's like a fucking bajillionaire NBC star. This is like while Seinfeld is on TV and he's just like on the red carpet.
It's like, how could Pizzagate not be real? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
every
100%. Single rich, powerful, famous man is so like fucked up and deluded and just disconnected from reality because of all of his power and fame.
Sarah, we need to start like some sort of group for leftists who believe in Pizzagate. Because that is where I'm at, where I'm like, yes, I believe in universal healthcare, but I also think Pizzagate is real.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes hand in hand because you're like, if you're a leftist, if you're a true leftist, you believe that any powerful, rich, famous person is an evil, sinister, perverted monster because they get all fucked up from however much money and fame and power and attention they get, that all of a sudden they get poisoned enough to think that it's okay to fuck a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is Pizzagate is bipartisan.
Yeah.
It's the one nonpartisan thing in DC, you know, that's like the one thing they can all get behind.
It's true.
Is fucking kids.
Yeah, and that's the platform that I'm running on.
What's that?
I'm running for president.
That's the platform you're
running
on. Yes.
Yeah, the one thing they could get behind is a kid's body.
Okay, let's get this guy up between Piven and Cook at the store.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm sure you guys have talked about Millie Bob Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Who's literally 8 years old and no one's talking
about
it.
Put this bitch in school. Like,
that's what I'm
God
saying. She needs
damn.
To be in school. Why is she not in school?
Have you seen that video of like her talking about you on Netflix where she's like, she's talking about like, okay, everybody's talking about you on Netflix. He's not a stalker. He loves her.
Oh, she's talking about Drake.
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
I mean that thing is like Pizzagate vibes 100%.
Every fucking Millie Bobby Brown talk show appearance, I'm like, why is this being enabled? You posted the clip of her being like, I was at the grocery store and I was ordering Cookie Crisp. I love Cookie Crisp. I'm a child.
She was literally going, I like to do normal things, you know, like normal things, like go to the grocery store and buy Cookie Crisp.
Keep going.
I mean, I know the whole fucking thing because I watched it a thousand times. She's going like, I was talking to the girl, I was like checking out, and she was like, that's a little Cookie Crisp. She was like, I need my Cookie Crisp. she's telling this like this is a funny story.
Yeah, this is
dead
her
silence.
Talk show story is she's like, I went to the grocery store and bought cereal.
And she said,
because
I'm
she's
normal.
fucking 11. Fucking don't put this like child on TV.
And well, she's like, I do normal things. What kid is going to the grocery store alone?
She's clearly never been to the grocery store.
She's obviously never, she's never left the house, except when they like trot her out to be like, to stare at the camera with while leaving.
Yeah, fucking recapping season one of Stranger Things to the tune of Bodak Yellow. Imagine being the Roots having to play backup for
that. I know.
Imagine like being the Roots, like you've built up your whole career on like, you know, you've like made all these songs about like black struggle. And then you need
then
to
like
make a, you need to like fucking play backup to Millie Bobby Brown's Stranger Things rap.
Mm.
And God doesn't Millie Bob Brown on the
We are popping off.
We're popping
today.
Okay,
we're popping
but this
off.
Is a hot topic.
Yes,
also,
this is,
oh wait.
This is a this
I want to hear more of your
I know so my favorite MVP. Part is also at a certain point, like you can tell that like you know on a talk show when the host is trying to casually transition into the thing they planned.
Yes.
When it's just sort of like, oh well, since you mentioned that, I actually have this right here. And she like preempts him. Like you can see him like being like, I want you to paint my nails, and she goes, actually, I need to paint your nails. And he's like, I'm already reaching for it. Like, let me do my job. And then she's painting his nails. Oh, also, she has full
acrylics,
like long acrylics. I'm like, you are 8. And then she goes, while painting his nails, she goes, aren't you just so excited that the Spice Girls are getting back together?
Oh, my God.
And he goes, aren't the Spice, didn't they break up before you were born?
Yeah.
And she goes, age is but a number.
No.
Yes.
She's like says. Hitting on him.
She's literally like, the Spice Girls shouldn't mean anything to you if you didn't grow up with them.
Where are her parents?
They are gone. They took her money and they're on
a plane
to Sin City or Island or whatever you said before.
Yeah. Jeffrey
she's
Epstein.
Like,
you know, got the minigun.
Drake
took him out.
Drake killed Millie Bobby Brown's parents.
Drake sent his goons.
Her legal guardian.
Yeah, people say that Drake isn't hard, but he actually shot Millie Bobby Brown's parents.
I mean, are people talking about how the Drake Millie Bob whatever relationship is fucked?
Oh, we've talked about it a lot. Yeah.
It's iconic.
It's fucky fucky.
And we hate it.
Actually, I stand.
It's embarrassing that you even
love
like
is love age is nothing but a number.
Yeah.
Oh my God, horrifying.
It is just hilarious. I mean, even just putting yourself in that position, because I mean they're famous, he meets a lot of
so
famous people, but like I saw the movie It and I wasn't thinking like, damn, I want to hang out with
like,
one of those boys.
Yeah
I love that movie. I want to hang out with one of the kids
and then it's like Drew Barrymore when she was like 8 years old, everyone was giving her cocaine as like a joke.
Yeah,
they were like, haha, isn't it funny to like get this kid drunk?
But then also like bragging about it. That's like what Drake does. He's like, oh, look, I gave Millie Bobby Brown a jacket with my name on it, like a varsity letterman or whatever.
Yeah, she's like, ha ha ha, I actually gave Drake a blowjob.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? That's like her talk show story.
Yeah. She's like, I like to do
normal things.
Oh, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He had to like tell me.
I got to be careful because whenever I tweet about Millie Bobby Brown, I get kids come at me.
Yeah.
And they go, adults are so gross, they're like fleas.
Oh my
God.
That's
honestly, I love that. That is hardcore homework core, like funny joke.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean,
homework, homework sucks.
Homework sucks.
Adults
rules.
Reek.
Adults
fleas.
And Drake.
Adults drool, kids rule.
And sorry, I hate to punch town and punch down and drag kids to hell, but like if their argument is that adults are fleas, shut up, then Millie Bob Brown shouldn't hang out with
fleas.
Drake, an adult.
Right, this is true.
Well, she was dating I love that she was dating Jacob Sartorius for
who's that?
Wait, which one?
Is
that?
Jacob Sartorius is Cody Clark is truly just Jacob Sartorius.
Who I don't
Jacob
know anything
like,
you just said.
He's like a child rapper.
Can we actually
very visual?
Yeah, can we watch one Jacob Sartorius?
Which one?
Can we watch Hit Me Back featuring Black Bear by Jacob Sartorius?
Oh my God, sure.
Millie Bobby Brown is dating David Hogg.
How old are
power
these
couple.
Power couple of the year.
How old is Millie Bob?
She's 14.
Yeah.
People got mad at me.
I was allowed to have a boyfriend until I was 25.
I wasn't allowed to literally do anything.
Yeah.
That's a lie. What am I talking about? I was allowed. I just was like, I'm
I have to do my homework.
Well, just to be an actor as a kid, like, you're already going. Your parents are putting you through weirdo stuff.
I kind of feel like child acting should maybe be illegal.
Yeah.
We should maybe illegalize child
acting. But they're funny. They're funny.
Yeah. Let's just go back to the days where, like, people would have to chop off their balls to play women and kids in Greek plays.
Let's go back to eunuch times. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Wait, did you guys see at the Globe? When what's his name? Who's the dude?
Mark Maron.
Mark Maron, the dude.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
No, the dude. What's Big Lebowski? What's his name?
Oh, Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Yes.
When Jeff Bridges, they like played that thing that was his whole history of acting, and it started with him as a literal baby, like swaddled in a blanket. In a movie, like that's he wild. Has been literally acting since he was a baby being held.
Your brain can't be okay.
Did not know this
He seems fine.
I didn't know he was a child actor. And he's like, fine.
Is that why his mouth is like that?
Like what?
Doesn't he have a weird mouth? Have you ever noticed that?
Jeff Bridges? This is not like an agreed upon like universal truth about
Jeff
Bridges.
You know
Jeff
Bridges' mouth?
Yes.
That whole thing.
That's your opener tonight.
Okay, you guys are known about Jeff Bridges.
See, this is why you aren't verified on Twitter. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it right now. But that's, you know, you're disparaging his mouth.
I'm starting a movement.
Yeah. I actually think Sarah's not verified because she's addicted to popping off.
I am addicted to popping off.
Pop off.
What do you pop off about?
I get myself like, a little bit of. Did I tell you what happened?
You're literally just a Pete Holmes hate account now.
Yeah, I'm a Pete Holmes hate account, and I got kicked off. Because I
kicked
went
off of Twitter.
I went a little, I popped off
did you get
a little
suspended?
Too hard, got a little suspended.
Wait, what did you say?
You got a little suspended. What'd you say? Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, we're laughing, we're having a time, we're having
Sandy's
fun.
Giving that
laughing.
Look, like, Sandy's giving that
look.
Look,
I said
that
the
Sarah's
Holocaust
about
didn't happen.
Again.
Uh-oh.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes. Look, I'm putting on my pop-off hat. Okay, so we put out that book, Comedy, he's putting out a book called Comedy Sex God, so obviously.
What?
You don't know about this? Yeah, Pete Holmes is a... Yeah.
Okay.
Sandy.
I mean, save
Honig.
It. Listen, I mean, save it for the plug section.
Save for the plug section.
Pete Holmes, for the audience, Pete Holmes, creator and star of the show Crashing.
Which is
HBO's Crashing.
Oh, I think a lot of people don't even know about it because we did like a whole thing where we were making fun of it. And I think a lot of people were just like, what are they even talking about?
Which is amazing because it's on HBO. Like, it's not like.
It's prestige TV.
It is on HBO. You should know what that show is. But also.
Back to your popping off.
Yeah.
He's
putting out a HarperCollins publishing house book, and the title is, you guessed it, Comedy, Sex, God. So obviously Sarah Nicole Sherman, Sarah Nicole Sherman, went on Twitter and I went, ha ha ha, everybody's laughing. I said, Comedy, Sex, God, kill yourself. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Is he joking by saying Sex, God?
Well, because it's about, because those are like the three things. Those are the three themes of
that he's
of
an expert
crashing.
In.
He's not saying I'm
comedy,
a comedy sex guy.
Yes,
sex,
he is.
And
because everyone's like, no, he's self-aware. It's like, how could you be self-aware if you made a HBO show where you're ugly and stupid and 100 years old and you made a show about you fucking hot young women?
The montage of him fucking his new blonde GF.
May I just say, I don't watch the show because I physically can't. Like, I
it
love...
It makes me sick.
It makes me sick.
Brandon talked about it so much recently that I've watched a couple of episodes, and, like, I can't... Just the normal scenes I get uncomfortable in for some reason.
It's bad writing. Like, it's
ugly.
Bad acting. It's bad everything. Also, nobody wants to watch someone succeed for, like... show is just, like, he struggles for, like,
three episodes, and, like, kind of like he like does open mics and then is immediately sleeping on Sarah Silverman's couch.
Yeah,
but like all of the open mic scenes he's hanging out like or the bringer shows or whatever sort of ascend he's like ascending as the show goes along. But like he's hanging out with like Jermaine and Aparna, who are like both like tiny and like you know kind of like they look young. And it's just he's like walking next to them looking like an elderly giant.
But he's like,
he's like the BFG.
Like passing out
he's
flyers.
He's out here looking like the BFG.
BFG looking
ass. Yeah, Bomity Fix.
Well, how big of a not necessarily good, how big of a comedian is Pete Holmes?
He's
why don't you give me a music comparison?
Oh.
Pete Holmes is music comparison. I guess, well, like,
he sells out, like,
the...
I don't know. He... Does he do...
Are we talking... Or is he Maroon 5 level?
No.
No, stop. No.
What?
No.
I hate to say it.
Well, who is Maroon 5 of comedy? Is that Chappelle?
Like, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Hart, Chappelle.
Or, like... Yeah.
Okay, so where does that put him at? Is he like Florence and the Machine?
No. Sort of
Decemberists?
Yeah.
Right. He's like, he could sell, like, I don't think he doesn't do theaters.
No.
Yes, he does.
Do people think he's funny?
Christians.
No, I mean, his stand-up, like, his stand-up was good.
No.
Like, I liked his...
This
oh,
was
wow.
all a setup for a point I was going to make, but it's like, I don't think the point works anymore.
What's that?
What was it?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it's like, is it weird to watch a person who's super big play somebody that's struggling? It would be like if Adam Levine did a show where he's like an indie musician.
Well, yes, it is. Well, like the thing, like the weird thing about the show is he's playing himself from like 10 to 15 years ago. And all of his peers are playing themselves now.
That's
so
what makes no,
like,
sense. The timeline of Crashing is mind-boggling. Where he's like, his name is Pete Holmes in the show.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just be like, I'm Pete Harms?
But Jack brings up a good point. I wonder if there is a part of the... like what he thinks is a part of the comedy of the show, which is like, isn't it funny to see me, ugly 40-year-old, disgusting Pete Holmes, who is a big comedian in these contexts of like, I'm at an open mic trying stand up for the first time. I wonder if he thinks that's part of the comedy, is watching like...
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think he thinks genuinely interesting story.
Yeah.
To be like,
I've seen him talk about it in interviews where he's like, he's a good stand-up.
Okay, this is Brandon apologizing so that like he can be on an episode.
Hey
Brandon,
I told you I got the email from UTA being like, do you want to audition for Crashing?
Brag,
and I said no. I just said
I did audition for Crashing. Did I tell you this story?
I auditioned for Crashing too.
Penny.
To play Girl Who Gets
Popped. Yeah, Penny's you know, Penny's popping off. Penny has some opinions about Crashing.
The reason I got obsessed with it is because, like, I auditioned for Crashing. They're like, you got to be okay with showing your tits and ass. I mean, they didn't say that on the whatever. But it was like, must be okay with nudity. And the note was like, you have to. The whole thing with it was like, you have to be attractive. I mean, is this?
You have to be attractive.
No, keep going.
Pete Holmes.
I'm wondering how much I can. Can I get in trouble for stuff like
you
this?
You already tweet about.
You said kill yourself.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, if we're being honest, I did tell Pete Holmes to kill himself online. And does that make me an internet terrorist?
Kind of.
Yeah, you're a
but
cyber
does it
bully?
Make you a comedy sex god?
No. Yeah.
I mean, look, I am a TV freak. I've actually ran out of shows to watch. Like, literally ran out of shows. I've watched, I can't do the thing where I post like, hey, suggest even like a obscure show. I've watched them all. Mm-hmm. The shows that I haven't watched and won't are the shows like that, which I think are very weird because you're writing a show that's like more boring than my life already was before I turned the show on. So there's like so many HBO shows like that now where it's like, it's like we're just diving into boring people's like their mundane lives. And it's like, wait, I'm watching something that's more boring than what I was doing
right.
when
you
I was
watch
bored.
TV to watch like, something interesting to be like, oh.
To like escape, like some sort of like, it's
or
like,
my roommates watch that show, what's the one about the weed delivery guy?
High maintenance.
Where it's just like he's kind of going between these like freaks, and I'm like watching. I see it in the background. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a show about like all the people that I like actively try to not run into on the street. Like, like this is a show where I'm like all the people I'm like praying I don't see him at the grocery store. It's like, oh,
you're
it's
like,
an
and then you're
episode
like, I'll
about
choose
them.
To
I
watch
think,
this.
I think High Maintenance is good.
How could you have millions of dollars and not make movie magic? Like, literally, how could you have millions of dollars and be like, you know what's interesting? A loser comedian? No.
And they
like,
shoot it on film. Did you know that?
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
That is
so funny.
They shoot it on film.
Well,
and you know why? Do you know why?
Why?
I just learned this. Because apparently Pete Holmes wanted to make his version of Girls, and Girls was shot on film.
Oh, my God.
The fact that that footage is being shipped off to a lab to be processed is amazing.
Also, how can you shoot it on film and it still looks bad?
You know what, actually?
He looks bad.
Well, you know what's funny? I just realized, because I do think the show's really awkward. But now that I know, I mean, look, directing a comedy show, part of the way to make it funny is you have to do like a good amount of takes or let the camera just roll and roll and roll, which is easy to do on digital because it's free. Like you just have to dump it on the hard drives. Film,
that's
you're
expensive.
Limited. Yeah, it's expensive and you're going to be like, you're going to have to...
But apparently they do improv on it. The whole thing is like their improv.
I mean, it's so... Well, yeah, you brought up an interesting point, Sarah, where it's like you have the power... Like so many people want to be in that position where it's like you are given the power of having your own TV show on HBO. Mm-hmm. You have so much power and
anything.
Money.
You
can do
anything. Literally
anything. You can tell truly any story. You can like tell truly any story and then like you have the power to like... tell that story on like a TV show where they give you it's a huge budget, you know,
and audience
then you choose
like
to like
world.
Talk about your open mic era.
And you know what, his stuff about like his crisis of faith is genuinely interesting. That is something
that's
that I would
right.
like love to watch a show.
Let's
about
explore
is someone that like grew up very religious and then was like, oh my god, my world has changed.
Yeah.
But like then it's just about
it's fantasy fulfillment.
The,
it's like
the
instead seller. Of, yeah, instead of talking about something, anything interesting, it's a fantasy fulfillment where he gets to create a world in which he's 10, 15 years ago was fucking women who would never look at him.
No, yeah. Well, that's like, that's a big new trope is where the creator of the show is also one of the writers and is a star. Same with Girls. I was rewatching Girls.
Oh,
it was one
of
those things where it's in the background.
On
first
girls.
Two seasons of Girls.
Yeah.
Great show, honestly, because I make fun of it a good amount now, but just because I'm remembering the later seasons.
Like
the later seasons,
the
Girls
pilot is good.
Yeah,
first season.
Lena Dunham brings on Patrick Wilson, piping hot adult male. Piping hot. Patrick Wilson, let's just call him Screen Candy. He's Mr. Screen Candy. He's in every single horror movie just being the hot dad that you like. He comes in the show and Lena Dunham walks up with like mustard all over her shirt or whatever, you know, she probably just like puked in front of him and he's like, I want to have sex with you for some reason. Like, that's like, I remember that's where the show goes to.
Yeah.
And that's what Crashing is like.
I think the issue is that she can afford to not be ugly, you know, like she's a bajillionaire.
Yeah.
But
I made a film based critique, right? Yeah, I'm just going to go on record saying I'm making a film.
Yeah.
And not,
I'm talking choices.
No, the thing is, in her defense, she is sort of, she's doing the thing that men have done for hundreds of years, where it's just them like doing wish fulfillment. And it's like, yeah, you know, let her, you know, fuck out of her league on the show.
Well,
I mean, she dates Donald Glover on the show.
Aww.
Yeah. In season two. Aww.
But then and then she has him tell her she's not racist,
right?
Isn't that the whole thing?
No,
like,
no. He like
but still
he goes on a rant about like, you know, like Brooklyn white women.
Right. But
and
then
years later, there's like an interview where she's talking about like, yeah, he improvised all of that. It's very like cutting and shit.
That's
and
so funny.
She did some. So like it was like it's like a really good Donald Glover profile. But she sent him an email years later being like, hey, I hope you didn't feel like I tokenized you on Girls. Which is such a Lena Dunham email.
Like,
and
that is the most Lena Dunham thing.
And
I've
then
ever
he
heard.
Responded like, let's not focus on mistakes we made in the past. And just like, and just focus on what lies ahead of us.
Incredibly.
Which is a, you know.
I would say the poor girl, but like, I mean,
absolutely.
I'm just that scene.
It does
I forgot
feel
about
like,
that.
But
listen,
she has
Lena,
been
but
like,
you're not like that. And by the way, you could say the N-word if you want to.
Yeah,
it's like,
did
it's,
she say the N-word on the show?
No, that'd be so funny.
No,
I
but
would
she's like, she's
that.
Full. She's full Groundhog Day, where she just every day she wakes up and gets canceled for a different reason.
First of all,
but like she's always
now
saying
that's
wild
a show.
Shit.
No,
yes.
Now
that's a show. Good TV.
And
that's
I'm not asking these celebrities to like flagellate themselves on live TV and make themselves like make a fool of themselves, but there's literally. No, these people that we are giving platforms have not ever been, they haven't been real people for years.
Okay, so that is why I think that, okay, I was
that's
talking
about
this.
The problem with
this.
So much talk show shit where it's like, it's fake self-deprecation. It's fake, it's like fake real.
Yeah.
Right.
Where it's just like, you know, oh, yeah. oh, we're playing games or eating food, and it's like, no, you're the bourgeoisie.
I was trying to figure out, like, why all of a sudden are all these actors making movies about middle school or the 90s? Like, it was like eighth grade and what was Lady Bird and whatever Jonah Hill's was.
Yeah,
and
mid-90s.
It's your favorite movie. Which are like, they're all good. I'm just saying, like, I was trying to figure out why is it right now all these celebs are doing it. My brother was like, it's because that was the only time they were not famous. Mm-hmm. So to them, that is the most interesting time period in the world. And like being in high school and middle school is like, wow, what an incredible time, because that is the only time they were like,
People. Right.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because the last time Pete Holmes was a real person was when he was doing open mics and wasn't fucking hot girls.
No.
And so he's going back to his eighth grade, which is actually like fucking, you know, what, like the Creek in the Cave open mic.
Right.
Going
he's
back
doing
and
it the wrong
revisionist
way.
History. Yeah.
Whereas the other movies did it the right way, where it was like actually what it was like and interesting and has something to say. But then he's just sort of like
this particular arc on Crashing is particularly egregious, where it's
violent.
This montage of him just like fucking this like porcelain blonde woman.
And then, that
like,
was the scene delivery. That was the last scene that I watched. I was tuned in.
Her pussy on a diaper changing table.
Gross.
Traumatic.
Bitch. Gross.
He goes into a clothing store and tries to return a coat, but then she's talks him into keeping it because he looks so good. And you're watching the scenes like, this is a made up fantasy situation.
It is an instant
meet
cute.
It has never happened.
Yeah. It is so instant because he's like, does this coat look good on me? She's a stranger. He's like, does this coat look good on me? She instantly is like, I fucking am up and down, is like, you look amazing. Let's fuck in this dressing room. Not even if Ryan Seacrest, snack of the century.
snack ability, snack, 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 walked in
wearing that coat, he wouldn't get trampled on by it. It's just, it's so deluded.
And it's not funny.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate thing. If he was doing that, but then it was funny, it would be like, okay, sure. Right. Because you'd be like writing something interesting. Who cares if you fuck someone?
We're living in a drought of things being funny. It's really dark.
It's the end
of
really
dark.
It's
really dark. We got SNL. SNL's just like not even putting jokes in anymore. There's some good comedy shows. Maybe, kind of, but
if
not
I
really.
Positivity Hour for a second. I want to say how disappointed I am that Detroiters was canceled. Have you watched Detroiters yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
You would love it.
You will be laugh.
Detroiters is so good, and it's like, I like binge watched all of it like the past couple weeks, and it's perfect because it's like, it's like the funniest comedy show.
I think you accidentally ordered an Uber on your phone.
No. It's the pizza's just coming. But Detroiters is, it's like so good. And it's, every character is just dumb and crazy.
It's so
good. And it's movie goddamn magic. Like, they made a little, it's not like Game of Thrones movie magic. There's lightning coming from the sky. It's literally, they made a world.
They made a whole world. Right. Make a world. Build a world. It's joke.
Have you seen Baskets?
I haven't. I know that I need to watch
Baskets.
I know that I would love it.
Baskets is the best goddamn show. It is so funny. And I mean, talk about a world.
Also, isn't Baskets, it's co-created by Louis and Galifianakis.
I think his name is
off
it now.
You're canceled.
I'm canceled, fuck! I think his name is off it.
But it was on it because he co-created it.
It's true.
It's so funny that here I am talking about how everything is crap, garbage, poopy bullshit. Meanwhile, I just like to say I've never made anything in my life.
You
know what I mean? It's great, the Positivity Hour. It's like, you know, it's hard to make anything. So
But I think Positivity Hour is important.
Infomercial is so good. Yeah, no, I know. I had to like reel it in for a second, and I wanted to talk.
You're allowed to critique TV,
especially if you're getting paid millions of dollars to make it.
I wanted to say that thing about Detroiters because I was like, I wanted to provide balance to the universe and just say like, oh yeah, it's like such a bummer that they you know, canceled it, because
they got canceled.
Yeah, they got canceled.
because like, yeah, I watched that and I was like, I was in love with it. And I mean, Tim Robinson is fucking so good.
He's the funniest
episode
person
of
in the world.
The characters is fucking amazing.
Amazing.
He has a, I mean, I, like I'm on like that new sketch show of his that's coming out Ooh. On Netflix. I'm on just like two okay, sketches, but you know, coming out later this year. He has a sketch show coming to Netflix, oh. produced by
Absolutely.
No, Prod Lonely Island,
oh.
directed by Akiva.
Is that the hot one?
He's
funny.
Wait,
he's no Yorma's the hot one.
Yorma's the hot one.
Yorma's the hot one.
Yorma's the hot one.
Yorma's fucking. Yorma's
I don't even know
a,
you guys
talk
about.
Yorma's
talk about
a babe. Island. You know the Lonely Island?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I know
the,
by
yeah.
name.
The hot
Yorma's,
one.
I'm not some kind of freak
yeah.
nerd.
Yorma's.
I'm
Yorma's
on a boat.
The, Yorma's the hot one.
Yeah, I used to just Google him in high school and just be like, he's cute.
Yeah, he's like a babe.
He is babe set.
Yeah,
babe set.
Weirdo comedians.
He's
jerking off to Lonely Island members, all three of you.
I was always like, you know, I'm smart. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I like Yorma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like other girls.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
Yorma.
All the other girls are Andy girls.
Yeah.
And
I was like, you know, Akiva's yeah. actually the real brains.
Sandy.
I was like, you know, Andy Samberg's just the front. He's the face of it.
Yes.
That's why I love David Wayne. Brilliant.
Oh, you're a David Wayne.
Oh,
person.
My God.
Well,
he's
the Stella shorts
brilliant.
Are like, that got me into comedy. Like, the Stella shorts and like watching, I remember watching Tom Goes to the Mayor for the first time in sixth grade.
Whoa.
And like, you know, getting super into Tim and Eric in middle school, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, those Stella shorts. If you guys can go back and find those, if
I think
those
they're
at
all
home,
on the Stella website.
The pizza, yes. Iconic pizza.
Yes,
yeah.
pizza.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Pizza is the best
yes.
one.
Real Brooklyn pizza.
Yes.
Iconic.
Yeah. Saturday, that was like the first time I heard Saturday in the Park was because of the Stella short.
Oh, right.
Yes.
There was... God, it's
yeah,
so good.
We're in a we're in a bit of a drought now, and
well,
it's kind of
yeah. Sell it like, and the show was fucking great, and like, yeah, the shorts were amazing, and that's why it's like such a bummer when I like see Michael Ian Black being like a cornball weirdo resist dad on Twitter.
I'm
like, you used to be weird and funny and amazing, and it's like it's such a bummer to me when there's people that I like. Idolized in high school where I'm 26 and they're like your heroes shouldn't have Twitter, you know.
Literally
don't follow your heroes.
Yeah, don't follow your heroes.
I like loved Michael Ian Black, was obsessed, and like Stella was that was like the craziest
right.
thing I'd ever seen when I was like 18 or whatever. And then I opened for him in Chicago like a couple years ago. Oh. And so I was like, oh, it's the Stella guy, I'm gonna do something crazy and weird.
Where'd you
It was at
Talia
Hall, and
Talia
it was like
Hall.
The biggest show I'd ever done at that point. Yeah. I'd never performed in front of like 400 people. I was like really nervous, so I was like, I'm gonna do something crazy, and he's gonna get it because he's insane.
Yeah.
And it was like I opened for him, did something insane, probably shouldn't have done it, whatever.
Did you bomb?
Do well?
It was fine, but then he definitely got on stage.
Me and Brenda are like, well, did you bomb?
Right.
Or did you crush?
Well, honey, did you bomb?
Honey, did you crush?
But it was definitely, he got on stage.
This is now Marc Maron.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, don't get me started on that. You know, I put our going off hat on again. And
oh, yeah.
On.
Yeah, episode one, you popped off on Marc Maron. Episode two, you're popping off on Holmes.
Okay, wait. So
well, I opened for him, and then he definitely did one of those things where he got on stage and was like, well, that was weird. And I'm like, you are saying that. You're the Stella guy. What the hell?
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was a little bit. And then, like you were saying, that was I'm a Democrat and she's a Republican book that they made.
Oh,
yeah.
America. America, You Sexy Bitch.
What?
By Michael Ian Black and Meghan
McCain. Oh, I knew you were going to say Meghan McCain.
They collabed on a book.
You got to collab.
They collabed on a book called America, You Sexy Bitch. And it's like them going on a cross country road trip to. Did Chapo ever do a Chapo reading series?
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's so wild. And that, like,
I think people like him, they're like, they're a residual of like the 90s or the early 2000s, like Bush era comedy, where it was pre Twitter, pre internet, where comedians, I think they kind of felt they had a duty when they got on that mic to do some political material because it's like, oh, somebody's got to say some shit about Bush, you know? Somebody's got to say shit about Bush, which is a little more back then. Now, everybody is logging on Twitter every single day talking about Trump, blah, blah, blah. And it's that same, I don't know.
Twitter is probably one of the worst things to happen to comedy. And if you really think about it, where it's just like, before, people didn't have any other, their only creative release was the things that they were creating. So, like, people were like making their own videos all the time and like you know, that was like the only way they had to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And now you can just like shit out any thought.
I feel that way about Instagram too, because I feel like nobody wants to watch a sketch video anymore. They just want to watch you do a video on your phone that's a minute long that you can post to Instagram.
Right.
So I feel like
front facing.
Exactly. Front facing
character. You can do front facing characters.
And then nobody wants to click out of an app.
Yeah.
No one, like, you don't, do you, have you ever like gone to a website?
No.
Right.
When was the last time you just typed in a website?
Yeah.
When you were like funnyordie.com.
Right.
It's like, no, you only
funnyordie.com /like and subscribe.
Yep.
But it's like, no, you would see it on Twitter and then you'd be like, oh, I'll click through. But then maybe not. If they've just posted a clip to Twitter, you would just watch it on Twitter.
Right.
Sorry, but I'm popping off.
I'm popping
off. Can I borrow your
I can't. My jaw is sewn shut even thinking about this because I feel so psychically terrorized by social media because I just... there's only a certain type of voice sometimes that can be elevated for social media. It just means you're good at that type of thing, but all of a sudden it gets conflated with everything. It's like, well, if you're a good, if you want to be a good stand-up, you have to be good at Twitter, but sometimes people just can't be like that just because of a different
There's like so many amazing there's like
sometimes you just get banned by telling Pete Holmes to kill himself.
Exactly. And it's like silencing female voices.
Yeah. Right?
We're, okay.
Yeah. Hang me out to dry. What? Okay, Pete Holmes shouldn't kill himself? Come on.
I mean, yeah, no, a lot of like, a lot of my favorite stand-ups like can't tweet because it's like they just don't know how to speak that language, and that's fine.
Right.
Like, you know.
But then, you know, there it seems like every day there's a new like write-up about whoever the hot comedian is, and usually they mostly do stuff online. Or like there's people like our friend Ruby McAllister, who I think is absolute icon, the
best
greatest performer
in the
I've ever
world.
Seen. And she is constantly
plug Ruby McAllister.
Ruby McAllister
at aspiring actress 323.
Or aspiring 323 actress. But she's the absolute funniest, most incredible performer I've ever seen. And she is constantly snubbed by every article that's writing about up and coming comedians because she just like her what she does, like it wouldn't translate. You just have to see her live.
And well, she doesn't want to be on her phone.
She doesn't want to be on her phone. She's but like it's just like when you see her live, you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But it's not like, oh, here's a 30-second like tightly written character sketch that I'm like doing on my phone that you can be like, haha, I love that.
Right.
Like,
and she's like also influenced a lot of people that are
What's tough about people like that is, you know, journalists want to write
maybe one.
They want to write articles about, let's say, podcasts. That have a decently large audience. The hosts are verified. And if somebody were to write really positive articles about them, let's just say this hypothetical podcast, they would be talked about on the show probably.
Okay.
And
oh,
the host would share it.
Yes.
So
okay, you're bringing up
if any journalists want to write about a random podcast, they could email pod@gmail.com and just get in touch.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
I think it'd be a smart idea, especially,
I think that's
and
that's the thing is, I think that is the point that they were ultimately making.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
That is
I mean,
what
the
you were
media,
trying to say,
they
Sandy.
Need to be writing more about white male comedians.
And I agree. Well, you're
not
white.
Say that, right? Yeah, he's half Swagapino.
Filipino,
He's half Swagapino, half Filipino.
Yes.
half Ilipino. Ilipino, too.
Yes.
Ilipino?
Trilipino.
Oh,
Trilipino. I'm half Filipino. I'm half... Trilipino. Mm-hmm. I'm half Filipino.
You're half Quilipino.
And I'm half
well, if you're
white.
Filipino, you're half brains, half swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we are dangerously close for you having to do a Filipino photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Once we hit, we're like $100 away from 10K on the Patreon. Patreon.com/yeah, but still.
He has to become a Swagapino.
Wow.
We're going to do like a Swagapino photo shoot.
Are you going to blur out your feet?
Who's
also
the photographer?
When I'm 10K.
Well, the feet will be covered by fresh kicks.
Once I'm 10K, I am allowed to be horny again.
Can I have a little bit of creative input in the blurring out the feet pics?
Sure.
I think you should be blurring out the feet whether or not you're wearing shoes.
I agree. I think it's hilarious.
I think you have to. I think you're giving him too much.
You're talking two addictions right here. He has the feet pick addiction and he has the buying expensive shoe addiction.
I do love
and my man
shoes.
Would never blur out those shoes.
So
in fact, when we take
shoes.
The podcast photo shoots, he's telling me to get the wide angle lens because he's like these feet.
For the fit.
I have to put on. I'm usually wearing Teva sandals or something around this house, and
but
I have to
hard.
Put on
that's
decent shoes.
I like when you have the socks with the Teva sandals.
Yeah.
But I'm saying people jerk off to pictures of people wearing shoes.
Do they?
You're getting. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like women's shoes. I think like high heels.
And I guess I'm thinking of like,
I don't want to think we're talking about Brandon's like tie-dye Nikes or whatever.
NMD, human race. Yeah, human races, Pharrell, Adidas. No,
Brandon buys wild shoes.
No, was that a random Carhartt word generator?
I've got the Carhartt Air Maxes right now.
What was that?
Was that a random word generator, or you just said a type
yeah,
of shoe?
Yeah, a random Wardell generator.
Random Wardell.
Oh, yeah, we've all talked about how I'm going to legally change my name to Random Wardell.
You have to.
I have to.
Do you need a witness to sign something?
Yeah.
All right, I'm there.
This is who...
Jack Bensinger,
Jack
another
Bensinger.
Incredible comedian that everyone should know about. He's
incredible,
the most
hilarious.
And he edits all of Connor's videos.
Yes, Connor O'Malley. And he's so funny.
Jack Bensinger is the funniest person on the entire planet, and so is Ruby McAllister.
I like that. I like using the plugs to talk, just like plug people.
Peter Smith, iconic.
Peter Smith, iconic.
My best friend, my roommate.
I love them.
Incredible.
Why don't you drop their ats, their handles? Where could they be found?
Oh, okay. At PTRSMTH.
Okay.
Peter Smith,
no vowels.
Slay.
Co-host of Pig.
Which is my show.
Your show,
my stand-up
in New York.
Show.
Yes.
10 p.m. Slipper Room Tuesdays.
It's Pig. It's casual.
Did we casually?
I think of anybody I want to plug.
Did we casually just walk into our plugs?
I think we're plugging people right now.
Yeah. I think so.
I still like plugging people because we're making up for the sins of just absolutely being super negative about mainstream comedy.
You have to raise up the people that we want to have an HBO show.
We never even got to do the SNL material. We started talking about that.
I think it was too much of a black hole. I felt like...
I know. I did a tweet about the SNL Women in Congress skit, but then I was like, I don't want those screenshots on my Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want like... Mm. What were they even?
Your media
like
tab is
Alexandria,
like,
Epic Bacon, Ocasio Cortez, or whatever.
Epic
like.
Sauce Bacon.
It's, yeah. It was says what she memes.
Memes.
It's
yeah.
a parody what? Of a parody. It's literally if you were to tell me like SNL has a sketch about the women of Congress, I would be like, oh, Nancy, clap back Pelosi, and you're like, that's literally it. Oh,
which is weird because I like that surprised me because it was worse than I thought. Because when the thing after I turned off State of the Union, which I watched in full for some reason, I was like,
you're addicted to TV.
Yeah, I was like, I actually thought I knew the skit. I was like, oh, I know the SNL skit, what it's going to be. It's going to be a tailgate where all the Republican male senators are like the fat guys getting stoked. And like, all I knew is that there was going to be one of those beer hats in it with like the USA chants. And I was like, oh, they're going to be like the frat guys and the women are going to show up and it's like going to be a whole
thing, epic like, music video.
Yeah, or something. But I was like, oh, that's the skit. Like, that's what they'll do.
And was
and I'm
it?
Surprised they, no, they didn't. Oh. I was surprised they did. I thought it was going to be that.
That
I
is like, a fun game to try to predict what current event is, like how the current event is going to be transmuted into a horrible SNL sketch.
I mean, I just want to say stop deifying Nancy Pelosi.
Oh,
please.
My God.
Stop, you know, everybody's like posting this, like
the clap.
Pelosi clap and being like, yes, like this is, you know,
it's
queen,
like what was really happening?
Shit.
She was having a stroke.
She is right. And she's like doing everything in her power to stop the Green New Deal. Like she's bad.
Yeah. How about we stop deifying any politician?
Right. Yeah.
Just because.
Ooh, Cory Booker dates Rosario Dawson Slay.
It's like Cory
breaking news. Is that Cory Booker has a girlfriend? Do you see that this
yes.
week? That was literally a news headline.
He has
headline,
a boo.
Like,
is what he said.
Is that his
he
boo?
Said I have a boo.
He
it's
is,
allegedly yeah. Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
You damn. Guys started talking about Cory Booker and I immediately fell asleep.
And then the other news, I will say this. I'll try to spin this into a positive. I wish I had Elizabeth Warren's brain or whatever type of brain is like making her run for president. Because if somebody just makes fun of me, I'll probably feel bad for longer than I need to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if it's like a random person. She is the only person who got like a literal this ain't it chief from an actual chief this year. Mm-hmm. And like what happened with her is mind boggling because like the president's literally on Twitter just like Pocahontas, like hoo-hoo, Trail of Tears.
Oh,
like
that was
just doing like,
yeah, he was like
doing
was
Native
on
Americans
on the trail.
Yeah, but the president's doing like Native American slurs and then she comes out with that DNA thing and all the chief of the Blackhawk tribe is like, yeah, we're honestly with the president on this one. like all the tribes were like, yeah, we're pissed at you too,
yeah,
actually.
She needs to chill.
That's like, there's a few people this year who have been in a unique place, where, like Howard Schultz, where like there's bipartisan hate. Everybody's just like, get the fuck out. Yeah. Like both, it's kind of weird unity. It kind of warms my heart to see, like, both sides of the aisle hating
really
a person.
Yeah. It was really fun when everyone was yelling at Howard Schultz.
Yeah. But there's a couple people, and one of them is Elizabeth Warren with the 1%.
I'm 1% Cherokee or whatever.
Yeah. And literally the entire Native American population is like, no.
Yeah.
And the president... is the president's ripping her and everybody's pretty much down with it. And it's like that, whatever, to go through that and then be like, let's fucking go.
Right.
Let's start the fucking campaign.
She's Meryl Streep in the Post. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, I like that. You're good.
That was good.
Let's go. Meryl Streep talking to Millie Bobby Brown.
She goes, let's,
I think
let's,
it would go a little something like this.
Let's cut that shit out. You know, just
and then Millie.
And then Millie Bobby Brown is like, oh, actually, I don't know.
I thought you were gonna say like
I'm bad at improv.
Meryl Streep, Millie Bobby Brown, and then name someone else, and you were gonna make me do a kill Mary fuck situation.
Let's do that. Okay.
Fuck,
okay.
Mary, kill.
Elizabeth Warren.
Fuck. Sorry. What?
Okay, hear it out. Okay.
What's up,
Elizabeth Warren, Millie Bobby Brown, and Meryl Streep? Is that what we said?
Yeah.
Well, if you do anything other than kill Millie Bobby Brown, you get arrested.
Yeah.
So
she's getting
kind
sniped,
of a, yeah, this is kind
she's
of getting, a, yeah. No, actually, I have an
Mary Meryl Streep easily.
Yeah.
There's nothing even wrong with Meryl Streep.
Right.
Like, that's like
that's,
not, that's easy.
Yeah,
I'm marrying Meryl Streep 1,000%.
Yeah,
percent.
She's so talented.
Oh, but then I have to.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Then I have to fuck Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Well, is there an argument to like having to kill Elizabeth Warren so that Bernie wins for sure?
Well, I don't think she's gonna stand in the way.
Really?
No,
I feel like she's
Warren?
Gonna ignite all the pussy hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren. No,
yeah.
Kamala will.
I do not think that anyone is standing for her.
Over
no,
Elizabeth Warren?
No, for Kamala.
No,
Kamala?
They're not.
Say?
Yeah, we've got nothing.
No, everyone is running for president, which means everyone's going to get a vote each. Everyone is going to get literally one vote because there's a billion.
I'm just
candidates.
Let's do. Okay, this is.
I want
FMK.
Somebody more unlikable to run. Mm. You know, I want somebody less popular.
Yes.
Rachel Dolezal. Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, maybe.
Who's hot?
Right.
Right.
And he was actually the man. Like, before all that stuff came out, I was like, oh, he's the man. Like, I remember he was like.
He was a hothead. He
on
was
the
like,
Daily
he
Show
had
all the
balls,
time, and
yeah.
he was always popping off. And he
yeah,
was
he
like,
popped off. I like people who pop off, folks.
Somehow I walked out of that documentary about him being like, I still like him.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
he's
so
cool.
FMK for Sarah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a Sarah. This is like a very Sarah Squirm specific FMK. I'm thinking Pete Holmes, Mark Maron.
Whoa.
And who's the third? Who else do you pop off?
Who rounds
off on?
It out?
Pete Holmes, Mark Maron,
Michael Black.
Michael Ian Black. Yeah, Pete Holmes, Mark Maron, Michael Ian Black, FMK.
Well, there is a part of my obsession with Mark Maron that is incredibly psychosexual daddy issue, so I'm going to have to fuck Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm going to have to kill Pete Holmes, sort of because I'm a martyr, I'm a hero, I'm an ally, I'm sacrificing myself. Mm-hmm. And then I guess I have to marry Big J Okerson.
I like this. Yes. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, but we have to do personality specific.
Yeah. Personality
specific. Yeah.
So you're a TV freak, Jack.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is fun.
So Jack's a TV freak. So what are the three freak So
Lena Dunham?
Lena Girls, the television show.
Oh, we're doing TV specific. Okay, yeah. Girls, the television show.
Wait, I fuck a show?
But it's
I
like, yeah,
you
were a person.
If they're a person. You did you fuck
Mary
Kill?
Oh, no. Give me characters.
Okay.
So characters.
Hannah from Girls.
Okay.
The blonde girl that gets fucked on the diaper changing table in Crashing.
Okay.
Oh. And
I'm trying to think. Jon Snow.
I mean, you guys are
Jon Snow.
Marry Jon Snow.
Okay.
100%.
Mm. Safe, but okay.
Fuck diaper changer and kill Hannah.
Yeah, I guess.
Easy.
Yeah.
This is just, I solved
easy.
I solved the
easy.
Riddle. This is, I'm like, correct.
Yeah. That's true. No,
yeah.
you
that
are right.
Opinion. That was the right answer.
Yeah.
Points.
See, I'm the only person that can win this game. Yeah.
What, right,
Brandon.
What about Brandon?
Okay, wait. I think I'm the only one that, Well, you guys know him pretty well.
Sarah,
yeah, you guys
and
both
Sarah
know him very
Sandy
well.
Have both
okay.
toured with me.
Because we need to give this man a chance.
I'm trying to set up one that wouldn't incriminate you.
I feel like it has to be girls on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, I'm starting to already get some, like, psycho Machiavellian style thoughts here, but I'm not going
to. I sort of want you to. Yeah.
No, mine will be too fucked
well,
up.
Well, okay, I
like,
can say the Instagram girl that I grew up on Long Island, and she's also a Long Island star. The girl, Jen Seltzer, who started the Seltzering.
That's not my... I kill.
Oh, we didn't even start
yeah,
yet!
Yeah, kill. I don't follow her.
Okay.
I can't think of any famous
okay,
Instagram
Brandon,
people besides people I know from
this.
High school.
Chelsea Handler. Okay, Chelsea Handler. Mm-hmm. Who else should we do? Because I know too many people who we'd want to fuck or marry.
Is
that's
it too
the
on the
part.
Nose to say Tommy Lahren?
Tommy Lahren, throw her in the mix.
Okay.
Sure.
Is that like so on the nose?
Chelsea Handler, Tommy Lahren.
Nose, but, you know.
We need one more wild
card. And Hatsune Miku.
Oh, well, I'm marrying Hatsune Miku. I love her.
Oh, you just, you made it too easy for him.
Yeah, I threw that one.
Yeah. You can't give any good ones.
No, Hatsune, no, that's the thing is it's like, yeah, so then what is it? I marry Hatsune Miku, I fuck Chelsea Handler once, and I kill Tommy Lahren.
Oh,
see, he solved it. He solved the riddle there.
Yeah. We need to, yeah. It's
Sandy, okay.
Yeah, Pete. I don't know what would be
okay,
specific
wait.
For me.
Pete Holmes, Aziz Ansari, Chris Hardwick.
Oh,
that's
God.
Good. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay, Pete Holmes,
you,
Chris
you've
Hardwick,
set up, there's
Aziz
a couple of like.
I'm swapping out Chris Hardwick for Louis C.K.
Oh.
No, I think, can I
no,
make an amends of that?
No, let's
can we do Woody
I
Allen?
Okay,
Chris
Hardwick. Original. I liked your original.
Wait, what was
she's
again?
Trying to sub him out for a worse
for
predator.
Yeah, I want Woody Allen.
Oh, fucking Woody Allen versus Jeff Bezos right now. It's popping off. He's
whoa,
suing Amazon
okay,
because they... Yeah.
That's a good one. You just have to fuck and kill someone and then marry one person. So Jeff Bezos versus Woody Allen. One person you fucking kill, the other one you marry.
I mean, you have to fucking kill Woody Allen and 100%. Marry Jeff Bezos, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm and sure. then you get his wealth.
Easily marry
yeah.
Jeff
and
Bezos,
can,
100%.
Yeah.
The thing about FMK is you can divorce the person later, right?
I don't know. You sort of have to live
with that moral trauma
yes.
of being married to the most evil person on
right.
planet Earth.
Right.
Bezos?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call him that. I would marry the man.
100%. People are being paid cents on the hour and drinking their own piss.
If you have yeah. $35 billion, you have killed at least 600 people.
Yeah.
He's
at
by
least.
Nature, he's like, it's evil in nature to possess that much wealth.
Yes.
But marriage-wise, might be pretty peaceful.
Is a business.
Day to
yeah.
day. You're not dating
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah.
You're not marrying Steve Bannon, who might be like doing mind karate on you and just right. trying to like train
yeah.
you to do things, you know.
Mind karate.
Yeah. Like you're not, you know, it could
yes.
be the marriage itself would just be like, can I, what about another bookshelf? Like just
yeah.
dumb, boring stuff and he's yeah. off at work and you're hanging around.
But what's more alienating than lying in bed next to Jeff Bezos, who isn't, he's so wealthy and powerful that he actually is a hologram and a ghost who disappears when he goes to sleep. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that
he's
sounds
not
like
even
the perfect wife to me.
Oh,
yeah!
Dude,
and I'm here to plug Jax, app, Jack's the new Shock Jock Radio Hour
yes.
slam host.
And the
yeah.
reboot of the man show.
Yes,
yeah, right?
Let's fucking, like, let's get some noises. Let's
yeah.
get a soundboard.
I like the round of the game, though. How did we even start that?
All right, let's
loving it though. Loving
lunch,
it.
I think it's lunchtime.
I think we were
yeah.
trying to plug our friends that needed more attention.
Yeah.
And then we got
and
distracted.
They're just like,
yeah.
hey,
I would
what
like
about
to plug another person.
Yeah.
The Shrimp Boys are going on tour.
Yeah. And guess who's opening for them? Ruby McAllister in New York.
So you can go see both of them.
Shrimp mm-hmm. Boys from Helltrap Nightmare.
Helltrap Nightmare in Chicago.
Group
also, you can come see Helltrap Nightmare on tour.
Oh yeah, so yeah, plugs. Vice Live is coming out
yes,
soon.
Vice Live, February 25th. It's going to be Monday through Thursday, 2 hours live. And it's me, Zach Fox, Fat Tony, and Marie Faustin. Really fun.
Don't call
Vice
him Fat. Come on.
Love Fat Tony.
he's an angel. I love Fat Tony.
We were talking a lot of Fat Tony positivity.
This is true.
This.
Off
yeah.
mic.
I was saying he should run for office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said he has a...
We had some positivity going.
Yeah.
Fat Tony, Detroiters.
I mean, I turn off the mics
Ruby.
Every time we're positive.
Yeah.
Jack.
I'm like, guys,
yes.
quit fucking complimenting
people. Wait,
what
was the fourth one?
Jack Bensinger.
And Peter Smith.
Right. Yeah.
I see my balance. Plug to Peter Smith.
Vice Live.
Vice Live.
With musical guest, DJs in Brooklyn.
Yeah, with an 18-year-old in Syria.
Musical guest, a sentient pile of weed.
Vice Live. Yeah. Yeah. The trans heroin dealers of Guatemala. this all-female skateboarding collective did graffiti on the White House.
And then someone got a neck tattoo of the White House with that graffiti on
and
it.
And your host, Gavin McInnes.
Musical guest, Banksy.
I guess I don't have any plugs today because our the show's tonight. The show, you guys are on the show tonight. I mean, me and Sarah, we're doing some shows next month. We're doing a university on the 9th. We're doing fucking what's the school?
Lawrence
University in Appleton. So I'll probably do some Midwest dates that I'll post soon. But yeah, thanks for doing the pod.
And also you can come see me on tour. I'm going on tour in the end of April.
You're going on tour at the end of April?
Hell Trap Nightmare goes on tour at the end of April.
Love that.
Tour dates announced soon.
Man, I still had more Vice Live guests in my.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm not, now it's
play
like,
us out.
It's not natural. We'll circle back this bit, I think, you know.
But all my shows had to get canceled for Vice Live.
Damn.
Sandy got canceled.
But my stand-up show is going to still continue with Peter Smith hosting.
Yes.
Pig, Slipper Room, New York City, 10 p.m. Tuesdays.
I've been on it. Sarah's been on it. It's a good show.
It's the best show in town. Pig of Legends.
Pig of Legends.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's Vice Live!